Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's my favorite blues man, Robert Cray, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. David Campbell's our guest. He's a new friend to you. He's someone that I've known for a little while. He's a co-founder and CEO of TaxCloud. Is that TaxCloud.com, David?
It is, TaxCloud.com or .net. They both go to the same place.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. So, folks, just to give you a real quick review, in the last segment, we talked about something I've been reporting to you about for close to 20 years, and that is the desire of the states to collect sales tax on all 100% of Internet sales into their state, regardless of whether the seller has a nexus or not. And they finally got that done after all these years. I've been warning you about it. After all these years, they finally got it done with the Supreme Court ruling, South Dakota Wayfair is the ruling, the Wayfair ruling they call it, where the Supreme Court said, okay, the technology is here, the expansion of e-commerce is sufficient, that it is hurting states, it is hurting local small businesses on Main Street. And so they dropped the gavel and said, this is now the law. So the states are moving in that direction. The interesting thing is, though, and of course, folks, the problem was that you got thousands. I've been saying 10 to 15,000 precincts, rules, so to speak. David, how many are there across the country?
There's definitely over 13,000 distinct jurisdictions. But even that, soft, is sort of an understatement once you consider tax treatment of different types of products, which
right.
creates a multiplier.
Right, and then plus every state has its own little quirky rule, which I think is a mistake. I think they should have come up with something national that would have made it easier. But this is where your company comes in, folks. And as I mentioned earlier, I said that this was not going to be an administrative problem. It's going to be a financial problem because the company's going to have to collect the money and remit it. And if they don't collect the money, they still have to remit it. But the administrative part, I said, would be solved when somebody came up with a system that would aggregate all that, solve the problem. You give them one check, and they distribute the check out to the various precincts. Is that kind of what your operation does, David?
That's exactly right, Jim. You're very prophetic in expecting that someday somebody would come up with a system that can do this. We do exactly that. We not only calculate the sales tax due at the time of sale, for the merchants, including any state, county, or city special jurisdictions. But we also keep track of taxability, whether clothing is exempt or partially exempt, or food or digital
right.
goods, or even sales tax holidays.
Because every state has a different attitude about
that.
Those things, doesn't it?
That's correct. And of course, that's understandable, too, because that's the states, it's the citizens of the states that are voting for the tax that they expect to be collected
right.
from them at the time of sale, just like mm-hmm. when they're standing in a local store.
Right, exactly. So how does someone do business with you?
Okay, yeah, so they can sign up on our website directly at taxcloud.com. They can go to the register button and get started, and then they will just perform a couple of steps to connect their online storefront to our system. And once they've done that, they do a test transaction to make sure everything's working. And then they go live. And from that point on, we help their storefront calculate tax at the time of sale. But then at the end of the month, we send them an email and say, congratulations, you collected this much tax at all
these
different states.
Are you real-time plugged into their sales transactions, or do they send you a report?
Ideally, we're there at the time of sale. Some platforms.
So you actually sit on top or under or in the middle somewhere of their e-commerce system, and you keep up, if they'll let you, you'll keep up with how everything's going in real time, and instead of them giving you a report at the end of the month, you give them a report at the end of the month.
Exactly. Ideally, we're there at the time of sale. We also have some tools that will automatically connect up to their, for systems that don't connect to us in real time.
Right.
we have plugins that will reach out and pull in all their transactions every month. So
right.
that stuff comes in automatically to our systems. And then, we actually not only tell them how much tax they collect, but we also pull the tax proceeds and file the tax returns and send the tax proceeds all to the jurisdiction.
But how do they know? How do they know if there's so many different precincts with so many different ways of collecting money and requirements, how do they know how much to charge the person at the point of sale?
Our systems ideally were there at the time of sale. We also, there are a lot of systems, they do have some sort of a mechanism to calculate tax at the time of sale. But once it comes into our system, if we weren't there at the time of sale, we automatically recalculate everything to make sure that the correct amount that's due is what's being,
And
sent
can
to the
then,
state.
Can
and,
they then go back and get that money from the customer if it's late?
They can, depending on how much it is.
So they really need your system there proactively so that when somebody types in a zip code, your system knows what the rules are for that zip code for collecting tax, and then it calculates the tax to add to the price. Is that right?
Yeah, you and I agree. Some e-commerce platforms just haven't hooked us up at the time of sale yet. But,
right.
Yeah, we need a complete street address.
If your system is going to work, you need to be there in the beginning, don't you?
Absolutely. I hope any of the platforms that haven't hooked up for real time, I hope they're hearing this broadcast today as well.
Right. Well, David, listen, we got to get you back again. There's a lot more to talk about. This is huge. This is a game changer, folks. This is a paradigm shift in the way people do business with customers. David Campbell, taxcloud.com or .net. Check it out, folks. I promise you, it's going to be part of your world. David, good job today. Keep up the good work.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.